Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's like a dream come true. No, it's not like a dream come true. It is a dream come true for me to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you hung out with me because we got our good buddy Ken Yancey back on the show. Ken's an old buddy of mine, a longtime friend of yours, whether you know it or not. He leads a group of outstanding individuals across this country who are doing an awful lot of really good work for small business owners, whether they're startups, whether they're veterans who just need a little bit of extra help. And he aggregates the collective energy and expertise of a lot of volunteers who are part of the organization called SCORE, who are out there across America helping folks just like you and me. And he's one of the best. Ken Yancey, welcome back to the show.
Jim, so great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. So, one of the things that I've been talking a lot this year about is are some of the things that are available for small business owners in a year where, as I've said before, there's no shame if your goal for 2009 is to survive. There's no shame in that. Anytime we can find things that are free, that are valuable and free, or at least low cost, that's what we need to be looking for. And your organization certainly fits that bill.
Yeah, it does. And survival is a very admirable goal at this particular time in our nation's history. And there are so many wonderful resources that are available for free, SCORE certainly being one. And what we know from independent research, Jim, is that individuals who seek help from organizations like SCORE, like the Small Business Development Centers, like the Women's Business Centers, are roughly four times more likely to start a business and far more likely to survive as a business, again, for doing nothing more than reaching out to a free service and bouncing ideas off, strategies off, directions, spending a little time talking about challenges that you're facing, whether that challenge is expansion or how to deal with losing a large customer. Mm-hmm. Whatever it happens to be, those organizations can help you with good quality expertise. The price is absolutely right. And again, the research bears out the fact that if you'll do that and you'll spend a little time working on your business rather than just in your business, you're going to be more successful.
Well, Ken, the reason that research shows that, I mean, obviously SCORE is a great resource, but just the fact that anybody reached outside of their own head, outside of their own four walls, and avail themselves of the expertise of someone who's been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, that's good for everybody. I mean, that's good news. That's good practices. And so many times we have people who have a problem, they got a challenge, they got an opportunity, and they aren't quite able to take care of it, and they don't know what they're missing. And a lot of times, Ken, what I worry about is that people are afraid to come clean about the fact that they need help because they think it makes them look uncompetitive. But when you work with an organization like SCORE, I mean, there's nothing to compete with. You're just asking essentially a mentor, aren't you?
Absolutely. And, when you take the time to ask, you're not showing a sign of weakness. What you're doing is really showing a sign of strength. You're going outside. Just like you, Jim, have your brain trust.
Yep.
These businesses need to have their brain trust.
That's exactly
and they,
right.
They make that up with mentors, whether it's SCORE, SBDC, Women's Business Centers, or CPA, their bankers, all of them. I know your brain trust is huge, and I'm pleased to be
part of that. Absolutely.
And these small business owners need to have that. And it again, it doesn't have to be about having a problem. It can be about having a great opportunity. Maybe you're ready to add your first outside salesperson. Maybe you're going to add a product line. Maybe you want to expand outside of the state or even look at international opportunities. Bringing in other folks, just like any major corporation would do, only they'd hire McKinsey or Accenture or somebody else. Mm-hmm. You have the opportunity as a small business owner to reach out to these very low-cost resources. And quite honestly, many of our volunteers, Jim, as you know, are former McKinsey people.
Exactly.
They're former people from Accenture. They're former CEOs and COOs and entrepreneurs. We have roughly 300,000 years of business experience that's resident in those 11,200 volunteers. And to be able to tap that resource either online at score.org or face-to-face through one of our 370 chapters is a really fantastic resource, and you're just doing yourself a disservice if you don't take advantage.
Well, exactly. And one of the things that I'm excited about SCORE, Ken, is are some of the new people who are coming online and becoming volunteers for you. These are 21st century thinkers.
You know,
I know you guys went through, you know, you're like all the rest of us. You evolved from the 20th century thinking to the 21st century thinking. And you got a cadre of folks now on board who are really thinking focused on the 21st century.
Well, we are getting younger. We're bringing in new and different talent all the time, and it's very exciting. And as you probably know, we've recently launched an online community where we've got roughly 120,000 entrepreneurs that can communicate not only with SCORE volunteers but with each other in a really fantastic forum that's powered by an organization named Partner Up. That community and the SCORE volunteers that are peppered throughout it is there to support, again, entrepreneurs through individual networking, peer-to-peer networking and learning, as well as the opportunity to engage a SCORE volunteer. So not only are we becoming more of a 21st century organization, we're employing more tools. We're very active on LinkedIn. I'm tweeting about you this morning, Jim, and we're on Facebook, and we're, you know, social networking and doing the kind of things that small business owners and entrepreneurs need to be doing, and not to excess. They need to understand how it adds value within their business, but they need to be there. That's part of their identity, should be part of their business plan, and when they get there, we're going to be there to help.
Well, and another thing that folks need to realize is there's a SCORE chapter somewhere near you. Within probably less than an hour, if not next door, Ken, there's a SCORE chapter. How many you got across the country?
Yeah, you know, we're 370 chapters, Jim, and about another 800 branches. So, you know, you can hop online at score.org and put your zip code in, find the nearest chapter. You can talk to your local Chamber of Commerce, to your local SBA office. They can tell you about your nearest chapter. We're very easy to find, and again, once you're there, the counseling services are free. We're doing now, Jim, about...
Hold on to that thought, Ken. We got so much stuff to talk about, folks. We're going to do more of this right after this break. And by the way, that's SCORE, SCORE.org. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. 23 after, a little ZZ Top bringing us back. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Ken Yancey. He's the CEO of SCORE, that's score.org. My own website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm glad you're here. If you want to check out my site, folks, you can find lots of things that will help you with your small business. It's free as well, just like the SCORE resources that they've got available. You can listen, you can read, you can ask, you can check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. And, Ken, I gave you a website, score.org. What about your Twitter location?
At Ken Yancey, Yancey. And, you know, what an interesting service. We've enjoyed getting engaged in that.
You know, Ken, 3 years ago, if I'd have walked up to you and said, "Hey, Ken, I'm going to tweet you today."
You know, you would have said,
"What's the matter with you, Blessing?"
when it first came out, somebody said, "You know, there's a new service, and you post what you're doing every day, and people follow you." And I thought, who in the world would either want to do that or want to follow me or anybody else?
And then call it a tweet, and I guess I don't know how you could presume anything else that by doing it, that makes you a twit, Ken.
That confirms lots of thoughts, Jim. It does.
That explains a lot, doesn't it?
I have to tell you about Twitter. I was in Los Angeles not long ago, and there is a taco truck that does a Korean fusion kind of a taco thing that's supposed to be really good. and they do not have a permanent location, and they tweet their location every day.
Yeah.
And the line is supposedly
people
about an hour long. It's a
people
really unique business.
Yeah, that's it's a great story, and it's something are these areas that your volunteers are qualified to help people with?
You know,
to help them find the meaning of social media?
We can absolutely talk about social media. Now, I'll tell you that not every one of my volunteers have that expertise, but every one of my volunteers knows where to go to get it.
Which is a point I want to make sure I ask you. If when someone has a situation that they want help with, they want somebody to cut to the chase and help them, and so if they contact one of your groups, do they tell them what their concern is, and then do the folks who manage the chapter, do they assign them a person who has that expertise?
That's exactly the way it works. We're moving more to a client relationship model now, Jim, where the first volunteer that a client meets is their relationship manager for the life of their experience with SCORE.
Mm-hmm.
So that relationship manager is going to marshal from within our network of 11,200 volunteers a great website, and then our external resources, whether it's, you know, you and your sites, or Andrew Sherman, who will be on with you in a little mm-hmm. while, and his information, or the SBDCs, they're going to go to those resources and provide the absolute best possible result for this client, and they're going to follow up and continue to follow up, as you would see in any consultative environment, in any environment where you have a relationship manager. And our goal, Jim, is to make these folks our clients for life. We want to help them throughout their entire small business experience, from, you know, startup, growth, and if exit through sale or passing a business on to a family member, we want to help them through that whole process. And so we're in the middle of transforming our organization. We have a new business plan and a new business model, and it's all going to be around that one-on-one relationship between our counselor, that client, and then mm-hmm. bringing the entire network to bear to add value in that relationship.
Now, are all in the original name SCORE came from Service Corps of Retired Executives.
That's correct.
Are all of your volunteers now retired? They don't have to be, do they?
They do not. Right now, about 22% of our volunteers are still actively employed, Jim.
Yeah.
And, you know, those are individuals that choose to give back in any number of different ways, and they are at varying points in their business or small business careers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in a volunteer organization, there are lots of things that need to be done. As you're well aware, we only have 16 total employees.
Mm-hmm.
They're all here in Washington. So
right.
our network of 11,000 volunteers and 370 offices are totally volunteer managed. It's a remarkable model, and it's a very efficient model from a cost standpoint. That human resource, that human capital that we have on a volunteer basis. So I don't have to pay for that,
right,
which makes it so valuable for everybody else.
Well, it's just a great example of people giving back, people who've done well giving
absolutely.
Back to the community.
Absolutely. And the point being, we have all kinds of needs at the chapter level. We need PR people and marketing people.
Mm-hmm.
We need people to do seminars.
And other and other volunteers, especially
exactly.
especially if you've got an aptitude and an inclination towards the future. Ken, I know it goes without saying the confidentiality part, but say it anyway.
You know, the relationship that a small business owner has with SCORE is totally confidential. Our volunteers are required to sign a code of ethics every year, and that not only reestablishes that agreement of confidentiality that we have with our clients, but it also requires the volunteer to state that they will not accept anything of value, that they will not recommend any organizations inappropriately or benefit in any way from their experience in SCORE. So it's very much above board, and we work hard to maintain that good reputation and the value that we
now
provide.
Quickly, you got a big event coming up in about 2 weeks. Give us the website. Tell us how to get there.
In about 2 weeks, we have the SCORE Awards. You can find out about that at score.org. We're beginning to organize, Jim, what we hope to be the Academy Awards of Small Business. We're going to honor American Express Open. We're going to honor Ernst & Young. We're going to honor Senator Olympia Snowe.
And they can find out more about that at score.org,
score.org, that's
so
correct.
So check it out, folks. Hey, Ken, come back real soon.
I look forward to it, my friend.
And
thanks
have a good soiree in a couple of weeks there in D.C.
We will. Thank you.
Ken Yancey, ladies and gentlemen, with SCORE. He'll be back. I will be too, right after these messages with Mr. Andrew Sherman. Come if you-
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.